for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Top of the morning to ya. If you think finding me pot of gold is lucky, wait till you see the treasure trove at TC Trailers. Over 300 beauties sitting there, ready to roll. Flatbeds, goosenecks, dump trailers, you name it. And Big Jim Maple, a giant of a man with deals so big, even a leprechaun can't resist. Plus, they've got a repair shop, a parts store, and financing. So no excuses, lads and lassies. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you ain't pulling your weight. TC-trailers.com.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. HoosierlandTV.com broadcast brought to you by Man Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, with Them Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We do want to let you know really quickly before we get to our next guest that we do have a new item on the Big Deals tab, and you can go to welovebigdeals.com, or you can just go to Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, and click the Big Deals tab. We welcome Sweet Salvation Bakery in Delphi. You can get a $5 certificate, and this is good for anything in store for just $4. They have some really great things in there. They had these when I was in there the other day. They had these little cheesecake cups. Anyway, so it is for anything in store, but they have lots of cookies, cakes, brownies, cupcakes, cheesecakes, cinnamon rolls, all kinds of things.
Anything you can think of in a bakery, it's going to be there.
And they have gluten-free, allergy-free, and dairy-free options available as well. So just to let you know, at the Ashleys, it's Ashley Rosen and Ashley Money that have Sweet Salvation Bakery. They joined us for Party Line a little while back, and so they are now with us on Big Deals as well. So when you're in Delphi, right downtown, if you're coming from Frankfort, you just go down and then back up the hill, turn right at the stoplight, and they are right there on your right.
Quick reminder, everybody, we are in a flood advisory right now until about 10:45 this morning, and that's for Boone, Clinton, Howard, Tipton, Fountain, Montgomery, Northwestern, Park, Tippecanoe, Vermilion, Warren. So, yeah, pretty much our whole little area up here in northwestern central Indiana. So there you go. Be careful out there. You could hydroplane. Just be careful. You see water on the roads.
Had one dog under the bed when I left and one in the closet. Bless their little hearts.
At least with the radar, it is starting to calm down now. So, yeah.
Abe looked at me like, you're seriously leaving me?
I
was like, sorry, buddy. Gotta go.
Yeah, well, when I leave in the morning, it's still dark out.
Oh, yeah.
So when Willie goes into his crate, it's dark and the lightning and everything. So I left the light on for him.
I don't
blame you.
Mm-hmm. Kirsten Walmsley is with us now. She's the local history librarian and museum coordinator for the Thorntown Heritage Museum and Thorntown Public Library. How are you today?
Wait, there we go.
You can hear me now.
Okay.
Not as damp as I expected with the rain this morning,
well,
fortunately.
such bad weather, and yet both of our guests have come in studio, which we obviously love to have people come in. So thank you for making that drive
Absolutely.
Over this morning. So
saving me from being a couch potato this morning. So
there's nothing really wrong with that occasionally, too, though. So.
I know there's a lot going on.
Yes.
One of the things I want to ask you about, because we've been talking about the wreath ceremonies, and Boone County is doing a lot of DAR wreath ceremonies honoring our Revolutionary War veterans. But you have one today that's supposed to hit, what, three different cemeteries?
Yes.
Are we going to be looking at maybe postponing that
because of the weather? We are postponing that.
Yeah.
We thought, especially because those three cemeteries are right along 52, that for, you know, safety reasons, we would not do that today because we don't need to mix traffic and weather conditions. So we're going to loop those three veterans into our ceremony on June 24th at the Boone County Courthouse. So we're still going to honor them and put wreaths on their graves just in June instead of today. And then hopefully April's won't also get washed out for us. So I can't remember the exact date for April, but
we'll have
another one in
yeah.
April. Yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted to touch on that because I knew that was today.
Yes.
I know we want to talk about the fundraiser that's coming up. So let's talk about the fundraiser and then and then we'll touch on everything else because I got on the calendar and it's like.
She's all geeked out over here.
I love it.
Their calendar is for Thorntown, for this little tiny, I want to say little tiny town.
Yeah.
You know, India, small Indiana town. Their library calendar is as full as ours here in Frankfort.
We try to keep it busy, for sure.
It's crazy.
For sure.
So, but yeah, let's talk about that fundraiser
coming up. So the fundraiser is obviously my passion project at the moment for Thorntown Heritage Museum. We're calling it the Past Builds the Future Gillen Barn Restoration Fundraiser. And that Gillen Barn is a barn that was built in 1920s that is on our property where the museum is. We finally were able to buy it 2020, I believe, is when we bought it. But it's been a mission to buy since 70s. And we were able to get a grant from the Community Foundation of Boone County. Thank you very much. to do some big safety updates to the barn. But once we found out that the foundation is failing, we had to kind of pause those safety updates. And we needed over $38,000 to save this foundation and save the building. Essentially, we've got very gnarly photos on our flyer here. The foundation is definitely not in good shape. There's mold, moisture, the beams are sinking and broken. So we've got this fundraiser to help us raise just the little bit more that we need. We are well over $35,000 that we've raised
so
up
like
to this fundraiser. So
here.
We are in the home stretch of getting this done. So this fundraiser will help raise those additional funds to get the foundation saved, but also help us do other important projects that will help us open the barn up to the public. We want to use it for more exhibit space to host programming on site because we've had programs where we've had to turn people away because we don't have enough space in the historic house, which was built in the 1860s. So we're not going to expand that, of course.
Right.
So the barn is really going to serve as an extension for the museum. And we have so many incredible ideas for it. So that's why we're hosting the fundraiser.
Well, and it's definitely worth putting the money into because this thing's built out of native wood.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, there is some damage. And like you said, the most of the damage, though, is more towards the foundation, which
yes.
limestone foundations are going to crumble.
Yes,
that's just the way it is. But
it's a very uniquely built and barn, as you can see in the photos. The roof is rounded, and the foundation is half crawl space, half almost basement. It's so interesting how it was structurally made. But as you said, it's got that limestone and some older wood. And then, of course, Thorntown Brick Makers, may you rest in peace. Thank you for your contribution to our community. Their bricks are not holding up in 2026. So that's been a concern for the house, too, is the bricks. So.
But like you said, what, 1860s?
Yeah.
When was the barn built?
1920s is what we were able to determine. So it's newer than the house, but
it's still
pretty old.
It's still the limestone foundation, and even the walls are half limestone going up, so that limestone is not made to last forever.
No,
it's not.
And we've heard stories of kids riding their bikes in the building, and I think someone played target practice in the building at one point. Thorntown High School used it for an auto body shop for a while. So it's got some memories for folks in our community who've seen it in use before it became just a storage barn for a longtime resident. Yeah.
Well, tickets are $40.
Yes. Yes.
$400 for a business, a table of eight.
Yes.
And, talk about a little more about the
event. Yeah. So the event is May 2nd, at Thorntown Elementary School. Here again, we're having to use a space that is not our own, so reinforcing the need for us to restore this building. We are going to have Sugar Creek Big Band, which is an orchestra. They're going to be joining us and playing some music. We have a former Thorntown attorney, longtime resident David Cook, who's going to come and share some of his memories of the community and his family's memories. We're going to have a silent auction that's going to have items donated from members of the community, including Dole's Tree Farm and Quilts Plus in Lebanon. See For Me Aesthetics, our only wax business in Lebanon. So lots of cool things in our silent auction, mostly donated by local businesses. And then our dinner is actually from Shoops Catering, which I'm a little partial and excited to that because I love Shoops. Who doesn't love Shoops?
Right.
Yeah. And so that $40, your personal ticket, that covers your entire meal and then a little bit of a donation to the museum. Of course, then the silent auction is also a donation. Those business tables, the $400, that is obviously covering eight folks' dinner, but that's also an additional donation. So businesses can reach out and we will set up them an assigned table that has their business logo on it, specifically thanking them. And those businesses will also be announced during our event saying thank you specifically to these businesses who took the time to be here and support. Because they, you know, if they're going to pay the money, we want them to be able to have their name publicized. So it's kind of a little bit of an opportunity for you to show your community support. So that's why the business price is a little bit more, because we're also using it as a marketing opportunity for them.
Sure.
Well, heck yeah.
I think that covers the tickets. Yes. The tickets are currently on sale at the library, and it's cash or check because our Square payments will take money. So we're trying not to lose as much as we can. And we kind of need to have those tickets by April 18th so that Shoops knows exactly how many people we're expecting. So.
How cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great event.
It's going to be wonderful.
It's all for a good cause.
Yes.
All right. We will continue to help you promote that as well.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't run a museum without volunteers.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I'm thankful we have a wonderful board of about 9 folks. But of course, as we all know, the folks who are interested in history, they've been around the block a little bit. And so they're a little bit limited to some of the things that we can do. So like heavy lifting or time, because they're probably hanging out with their grandkids and things like that. So we just really need volunteers who can help us be open and guide tours, which is really simple. We have a nice little cheat sheet that tells you what's in the museum. So as long as you can read that, you can lead a tour. And
I think after you do it a couple of times, just kind of know.
Well, and a lot of people just like to walk around and look on their own. So really, you're just there answering questions they might have. And even my the board will tell you that they defer to me for most questions because I like to say I know most of the museum inside and out. So, and then helping with events, because we do have a lot of wonderful community events, and it takes some hands to make sure it all goes over smoothly. So, and it's super laid back. It's only a few hours. If you're, 14, you can even bring mom to come volunteer with you, and it can be a family thing.
Here's the thing. If you're older and you're kind of lonely and looking for somebody, this would be a great little volunteer opportunity for you to still get to see people in kind of a laid-back atmosphere. Yeah. So what a great opportunity for volunteering.
Yeah, we just sit and talk a lot of the time and share stories, or you never know what we'll find when we're just sitting there browsing through some of our old materials, which you're absolutely welcome to do if you're volunteering. If you just want to come learn about Thorntown history, you can just come sit on the couch and read some of our books.
How long have you been with the library and the history?
It'll be 3 years this October.
You're well beyond your age and your history loving. I love that.
I absolutely love what I'm doing, and I just kind of fell into it. Truthfully.
That's awesome. That's how it works really well. Kirsten Walmsley, again, is our guest on Party Line today, local history librarian and the museum coordinator then for Thorntown Heritage Museum and the Thorntown Public Library.
But also talk about some of those events. I mean, you'll have more coming up besides the fundraiser. You guys are always doing educational things.
Absolutely. We have a pretty busy schedule for the summer, and we've kind of looped it in as much as we can with America 250. So a lot of our events are kind of themed. As we've mentioned, the wreath-laying ceremonies, there are 20 of patriots in Boone County. So we're hoping to honor those through our events. We will open on Memorial Day, as we always do. Currently no set in stone plan for that, but we're hoping to do something, as we've recently learned the American Legion in our community will not be having their annual Memorial Day ceremony. So we're hoping we can do something so the community still has that memorial moment. We have a program with the Boone County Daughters of the American Revolution chapter to talk about those 20 patriots and talk about how you get involved with DAR and what DAR does for our community. We will be a part of the Thorntown's 4th of July celebration that they are doing. So we're going to have a big event with the Thorntown Parks and Recreation for that. We're going to have a service day project, packing 250 care packages for the military. So we've got a lot in store.
Do you need any kind of donations for your care packages?
Yes. I haven't formally launched a campaign for that just yet because that'll be the end of July. But I think the best way we're going to be able to do that is by getting donations from community. And we will need manpower for that as well. So I will probably come back and invite folks to come help us pack some care packages.
Yeah, there we go back into the volunteerism. So
Mel and I are good at packing packages. We just helped pack how many?
We did over 50,000 meals.
That's amazing.
With everybody at Clinton Central,
That's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And those are so important. As a kid who survived in the summer through those lunch programs, absolutely so important.
You talk about the DAR in Boone County. Well, you're making an appearance this Saturday.
I am. I'm going to be here in Frankfort again on Saturday with the Clinton County DAR chapter. I'm doing a presentation on Quakers in the American Revolution. And it's the research has been so interesting because the Quakers really were a third opponent that has just kind of been brushed under the history.
Yeah.
They played a huge role here.
That had migrated from Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. And Thorntown, back to that, we still have our Quaker church that's been there since 1827. Actually, it might have been 1826, but point still stands. Before Thorntown was officially founded, and the church, while the buildings moved a little bit, it's still standing, the Sugar Plain Friends Church. So I'll be using some quote-unquote ramblings from Pastor Larry Truitt in my presentation on Saturday.
That's the DAR here in Clinton County is how we actually met, because
yes.
she came to do a presentation at a meeting that I went to, and that's how I locked her into coming here.
That's so. At 9:30, by the way, yes. Saturday morning at the Frankfurt Library, lower level, 208 West Clinton Street, if you would like to come and meet Kirsten yes. and learn more.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, you will not be bored. The Quaker Revolutionary history is fascinating.
Yeah, I remember some of that. We talked a little bit about that in U.S. history. I remember mm-hmm. some of that, but it is fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Besides your hat with the museum,
yes,
you are very, very busy with, and I don't see how you separate all of this, because the list at the library is endless.
Yes, and fortunately we have several staff members who kind of do a little bit of everything. So like specifically this week we have our craft swap that's launching. While I'm not a part of that, I think it's really cool because people can come in and they can bring their unused craft supplies. And if you bring in those unused craft supplies, you get a ticket that gives you an early bird access to all of those craft supplies before everybody else. So if you are absolutely passionate about crafting and you really want to go grab something new, you can bring those unused supplies and then get in and snag all the good stuff before everybody else comes in. And so I think that program is going to be really cool. That is the... today and tomorrow, you can bring in your crafts at the library. Your early bird ticket gets you in on Friday evening from 4 to 6, and then the normal hours are on Saturday from 10 to 3 for the craft swap. So that'll be really cool. But aside from the craft swap, I am actually in charge of the seed library that we launched last year. You're thinking, why is the history library doing seeds? Well, Thorntown is my home community. I can see my childhood bedroom from my office. And so for those of you who don't know much about Thorntown, we are really small, and the only grocery store we have is the Dollar General. And while it's absolutely fantastic, they don't have meat or fresh produce. So folks are kind of on their own. And we do have a wonderful community garden, but I wanted to make sure that folks could do things on their own. So thanks to a grant from Boone County Master Gardeners in 2025, we were able to launch our seed library. And so anyone can come in. You don't have to have a library card with us. You can come in and get 5 seed packets a week, and then you can just keep coming back for them. But there's herbs and flowers and vegetables and fruits, just to make sure that people have that access. And to launch it, we have a fun little program on March 16th from 4 to 6 at the library. And you can come in and bring plants for a plant swap. So if you've got house plants or little seedlings that have already started. And then we're going to have some little starter pots so that kids can come in and paint a pot that they might plant their flowers that's or their cute. Vegetables in. So
that's a cute idea.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're a grown up and you want to paint a pot, that's absolutely okay too.
I was going to say, Melissa and I say a lot, well, that looks like fun for us. We'd like to try that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, good.
We do not discriminate against
all right.
age here.
Thank you.
I want to know, well, I got a question.
Okay.
Something that happened, and I want to know how this went.
Okay.
The adult spelling bee.
My team was robbed.
I love competitiveness. No,
the adult spelling bee is something we've done since about the pandemic, actually, since 2020, just before the world shut down. And it's super fun and laid back. We have teams come and they spell, and they're teams of three. And we suggest you dress up in costumes and have creative, funny names and bring bribes. Because if you do, you get a 5 extra points that'll save you if, you know, your team is about to be eliminated. Well, that's how my team was robbed. A team was about to be eliminated, and they had their 5 style points, and they beat us out just barely. This team, they knew they couldn't spell, and they came in knowing that. And they had so much fun failing. It was so fun. I was robbed, but it was so fun to watch. Absolutely a great time.
I love that. Yeah.
And you don't have to be from Thorntown or Boone County to join. Our champion team is not from Boone County. I can't recall where they're from. But so if someone
can't
in Clinton County.
I won't say.
I don't know. I love that team. The Chester B. Arthur team is fantastic. But no, it's a great time. And we do it every March. So Well, yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that on the list, and it's like, are you kidding me?
You don't even have to participate. We have people that come just to watch and spell from the crowd, so it's fun.
Talk about the Benjamin Harrison Escape Experience.
Oh, yes. So the Benjamin Harrison Escape Experience is also something I'm working on. That is March 20th and 21st. It is a... It's kind of like an escape room, except you're not escaping a room. You're finding a picture book about Benjamin Harrison that was stolen by Indiana State Library's toucan. The kit comes from an Indiana State Library program that we're lucky to be able to access and use. You're just solving puzzles to find that book. And in the process, you're learning how to use these certain documents. We did it last spring, and we were learning how to use newspapers and census data to solve these puzzles. So it's a great, fun experience for families, but also a learning experience on using those primary documents that most people don't even use on their daily life.
That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I love that.
And so we currently have no teams signed up for that. And again, you don't have to be a Thorntown resident. It's geared for ages 6 and up, or 6th grade and up, apologies. But if you think that your fourth grader is an absolute expert at puzzles and they can do it, that's okay. You can use your best judgment. But it's a free thing. All you have to do is sign up, and you can give us a call and we can sign up your team for a time slot. Those hours are on our website. I'm sure the lovely ladies can help gather that too, but
yeah,
it's fun. Please
sign
up.
March 20th from 4 to 6 and March 21st from 11 to 3.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, it looks like it'd be fantastic.
Oh,
it's a lot of fun.
So fun.
And you mentioned it's free.
It is free. You can't go to an escape room for free. It's the same kind of idea, and it's free.
Well, and that's the thing with the majority of the programs that you guys provide.
Yeah.
Everything is free.
There are very few programs that have any cost, if any. And I think the only one that we do have that is anything financial wise is the euchre that we do once a month for charity. You know, that's just a small little throw into charity. And then the Heritage Museum's fundraiser that we do every August, the first weekend of August, it's our ice cream social. There's no obligation to use money there, but we ask that you make a donation. You can have all the ice cream and dessert you want and listen to some nice music. And so, yeah, that's pretty much the only thing that's financial. Everything else is free.
Yeah, I mean, I encourage people to go and look at the calendar of events because I did. I went in and I printed off just March and April, and you've got senior luncheons every day.
Yes. Our luncheons, they are great. I don't know a whole lot about that program, but it's a great way for, you know, elderly members in the community to come and have a nice healthy lunch and socialize.
Again, just to see some folks.
Yeah.
You know?
It's well, especially in that age, you know, you get in the habit, your kids are young, your grandkids are young, you're sitting at home by yourself on the couch. It's so important, even if you're just getting out for the social aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, in toddler and preschool, there's story times available for the kids. There's just so many activities. The gourd patch?
Yes, I don't know a whole lot about our gourd patch group. One of our librarians, Karen Niemeyer, is in charge of that. They come in and they do exactly what you would think. They paint on gourds, they decorate them, and oh goodness, do they make some really fascinating things with a gourd that I would have never imagined you could do with a gourd.
Yeah, there's stuff on the calendar for anything from preschool to, as you said, senior citizens.
Absolutely, yes. There's something for everyone.
Yeah. All right, tell us how we can get a hold of you or how we follow you best or how we get the most
absolutely.
Information. Absolutely.
So obviously following the Thorntown Public Library's Facebook page or Instagram. The Thorntown Heritage Museum's Facebook page. We also have an Instagram, but know that most of our historical folks don't usually use the Instagram. The phone number is the library's phone number, and that's 765-436-7348. And then my email address is another way to get me. It's kwamsley, W-A-M-S-L-E-Y, @thorntownpl.org.
Well, Kirsten, we appreciate you coming in.
I love coming on here. It's so fun.
Driving through the weather and everything to get over here.
No problem.
And like I said, I was, I don't want to say shocked, but I was floored, I guess, at how much you guys do.
We stay busy.
In Thorntown.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's such a sweet town.
It is a great little town.
It is a great town.
We've got a coffee shop opening on March 20th, which is the excitement of the community at the moment. It's revitalizing a historic building for one, but having a coffee shop and cafe just signs the ticket there. So
where at?
It's inside our IOOF building on Main Street, just across from Town Hall. So you can't miss it. It's called Robin's Nest. Little promotional plug for you, Robin. But I went in for one of their soft openings. They have an extensive menu with soup, sandwiches, salads. There's even baked potatoes.
That's more than a coffee
shop.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, yeah. It's a coffee and cafe. So we're all extremely excited for Robin to come to the community and seeing the new life to these revitalized buildings, for sure.
I love that part, too.
Yeah,
exactly. Win-win.
Oh, there's an investor who keeps coming and getting these historic properties and restoring them. And we are thankful that he's restoring them and not doing something else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's some beautiful buildings over there.
So beautiful. Dating back to 1820s, 1830s.
You would know.
Kirsten, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you in studio with
us.
We appreciate your knowledge and all the history you bring. And so thank you so much for coming on today.
Of course.
You know, folks, that she will be back because it's fun to have her in as well. A couple of great guests again today.
Yeah, you want to meet her?
Oh, yeah, Saturday.
Go Saturday to the DA.
Absolutely.
All right. In the meantime, we don't have anything else we have to do today, right? No, it's not the beginning of the week.
No, I don't think so. Just remember, flood advisory. Be careful out there. Don't underestimate, please.
Yep. Ag Day coming up a week from today. And I just wanted to mention really quickly, we have really, Melissa and Adam have put together some great guests. We did a lot of farmer surveys just verbally. Hey, what would you like to hear? What are you interested in this year? We heard back recently from Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today. He will be joining us, and he has a lot of knowledge on policy. He's been to a couple of big things recently, so he has a lot of recent and updated knowledge on policy that will be interesting to farmers, and so we invite you to join us for Ag Day. Again, that's a week from today, 9:30 until 2. Tons of guests. If you have any questions, you can call us here. We thank our title sponsor Skiles Electric for helping us bring that to the community again next week. In the meantime, Shan will be in tomorrow for another edition of Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.